Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Who Will Rock the Cradle, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In last year's State of the Union address, President Obama called for new federal entitlements for taxpayer-funded free preschool, now called pre-K, meaning pre-kindergarten, for all four-year-olds. We thought his idea would be quickly discredited, not only by its enormous cost, but more importantly by overwhelming research that proves the lack of any long-term benefit from such programs. Now we're dismayed to learn from Politico that a dozen Republican-governed states are planning on expanding taxpayer-financed pre-K programs next year. Why are these Republicans accepting Obama's claim that pre-K works and produces benefits in a child's later life? The science actually shows that pre-K provides, at best, a small temporary benefit that cannot be measured past the third grade. There is no evidence that kids benefit from attending preschool instead of being cared for by their mothers at home. These Republican governors seem to think they can defeat Democrats by adopting one of Obama's favorite programs. Despite these high-profile Republican salesmen of pre-K, we haven't seen any evidence that pre-K benefits children or accomplishes any of its promised goals. Like the classic TV ad asks, "Where's the beef?" Daycare advocates like to cite models for success, like the so-called Perry Preschool Project. But that project took place 50 years ago and used highly trained teachers. The Perry results have never been replicated, despite many subsequent attempts, so that study is not scientifically credible. One of the best things we can do for pre-kindergarten children is to make sure we don't hang trillions of dollars of debt around their necks from failed government daycare programs.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no reason it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, "Don't stop taking it." I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome, welcome, folks. This is John Stadmer. Oh, wait a minute. This is Clint Richardson filling in for John Stadmer. That's right. Here I am wanting to run the big machine, being John Shorts. But no, my name is Clint Richardson. I'm a host here on RBN. We're doing my show here in about 3 hours. But until then, I've been asked to substitute for John today. What a brave man for asking someone like me to do such. And on that note, we're going to be talking about some very controversial stuff today because, hey, you down in Texas, especially, you need to hear some things. But that goes for just about everybody in this quote-unquote jurisdiction of the United States. Now today, here on the National Intel Report, I want to talk to you about a few things. Most of these things are going to be in my new documentary. Now, I'm not here to sell you anything. All of my work is free. I've made 3 or 4 full-length documentaries, have been writing since 2009 or 10. Everything's free, no charge, no nothing, so don't be concerned about that. But I am making a new film, which will be free. It'll be available on YouTube and also at my website, thecorporationnation.com. That's thecorporationnation.com. It's called Citizen Slavement. One word, just one word, Citizen Slavement. Now, why on earth would I call citizenship enslavement? I mean, gosh, that sounds a little harsh, don't you think? Well, no, not actually. I want to explain to you what a citizen is before we get started. Now, remember, most of everything we're going to be talking about today is focused on the central government. We must understand that the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been created and enacted into law, either through presidential directive or executive order, or through legislation. That includes the central bank, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. All of them, though, have been implemented in the United States. A simple search on the internet can find that, actually. Just type in Communist Manifesto, now law in the United States. So, I want to explain just what a citizen is. Now, this is not a pleasant topic, and I apologize. I seem to be always the bearer of these types of topics, and for good reason. It's because even the most patriotic among us need to be woken up from this stupor, this American dream, as the song went. There might have been American dream before the United States came along, and please understand that the United States is de facto. It never was anything else. It is a de facto government sitting on top of the de jure government. The de jure government is sitting on top of, well, it's basically graced by God, because our magistrates, our presidents, our mayors, our governors, and our judges, which are actually justices in the Department of Justice, which is an executive branch, are all, well, they're all of the executive branch, and they are all magistrates. Another word for magistrate is God. This is very important to understand, because all government is instituted in the name of God. The Pope claims to be the replacement of God on earth, or Christ on earth. The Queen is instituted as God on earth. So is the president. So is any executive office. What is an executive office? Well, simply stated, executive means nothing else but force. Military occupation and military force. And that is what we're talking about today, most of all. What is a citizen? Well, to understand what a citizen is, we have to go back a step and define the word denizen. Very similar word, you just replace the first three letters of the word, and you have denizen. Well, a denizen is defined, its third definition is defined as a citizen. All right, just so we know, we're talking about the same thing. And this is very important. A denizen in England was an alien. That means basically someone, well, we'll get to that. An alien who is made a subject by the King's Letters Patent, holding a middle state between an alien and a natural-born subject. He may take land by purchase or device, which an alien cannot. But he cannot take by inheritance. A stranger admitted to residence and certain rights in a foreign country. Okay, or a citizen. So if you denizen somebody as a verb transient, it means to make a denizen or to admit to residence with certain rights and privileges to enfranchise. Oh. So you have to understand, as a citizen, you are an enfranchised man. You are incorporated into this corporation we call the United States. What does that mean? Well, because it's a corporate structure under commerce, you are not a natural-born citizen or a natural-born subject. You are instead holding a middle state between a natural-born and being an alien. You are given certain rights, like you may take land by purchase or device. You can get a mortgage. You can go into debt, which an alien cannot. But you, folks, cannot take by inheritance. A citizen has no inheritable blood. Why? Because a citizen is artificial. There's no blood in a citizen. It's a piece of paper. It's a number. It's the mark of a beast. What is a beast? It's kind of an illiterate mass of people, unfortunately. That's really what the mark of the beast is. We take that mark when we get our social security number, our surname. Of course, the name is property of government. We act as the name. We do things in name only, and because the name belongs to government, anything you put in your name, unfortunately, also belongs to government. And when we talk about surname, we're talking about an opprobrious appellation, meaning a, well, it's sort of a dirty word. It's turning your back on God and nature and becoming something artificial. So you cannot take by inheritance. You have no inheritable rights as a citizen of the United States. Now, if you weren't a citizen of that central government, you would be a natural born, and you would have the right of, or the, if you want to call it a natural right, of inheritance. But you don't have that because you're acting as a citizen. When you buy a house, when you buy a car, when you have children, what do? You put those children, that car, and that house in the name that government allows you to use. And, of course, you pay usury, taxes, fees, fines, and all of that stuff, extortion, exaction, for the use of the name. That's the unfortunate reality. You have certain rights from a foreign country. Well, the foreign country is the United States. It's at 10 miles square. And we are in that jurisdiction as citizens. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, folks. Clint Richardson filling in for John today. The word denizen in its modern usage is derived from the 15th century. Okay, it was deinzein. Or dines, within or inside is what that means. The late Latin dintus, meaning within. And historically it means an alien admitted to certain rights of citizenship, a naturalized citizen. So you're all out there, well, way back when, you're all out there, and you're just, you know, citizens of your state, and you have a compact between the states, and it's an article, Articles of Confederation, and you're, you know, you're basically free. And all of a sudden, what happens? United States, this corporation is created, and people were not automatically put into the United States. They had to contract with the United States. You see, it's a corporation. It's not, it's a de facto government. It is not legitimate. The only way it gets legitimized is if we confirm it. By confirming, I mean vote for our representatives, representations of ourselves, making them the actual people, not us. They represent us. They are attorneys. We have torn our power over to them, making us, well, cannon fodder, basically. Nothing, just attachments, just commodities, basically, that are in surety and bondage to our names, which are the surname of government. And as we operate in that name, we are citizens. Citizen is a native of the city, an inhabitant who enjoys the freedom and privileges of the city in which he resides. Now, here we come to another word, freedom. One of the most misunderstood words ever in the history of language. Unfortunately, what does freedom mean? Well, unfortunately, folks, freedom doesn't mean what you want. Neither does the word free. Okay. Freedom means, because it is two words, free and dom. Dom means dominion, like kingdom. Freedom means that you must obey the law. Like a rat in a cage, you are free to roam around the cage as long as you obey the laws of the cage. That's what freedom is when we're talking about artificial persons, which is what we're all acting as. You see, we've turned our back against the laws of nature. We've alienated ourselves, and we've gone into this middle state where we can purchase, we can go into debt. All money is debt, so we can just keep adding to the debt and taking, assuming the debt. But we cannot inherit because we're not acting as men. We have no blood, you see. So, what the heck does this mean? Well, a person, a citizen is a person. Again, what is a person, folks? In the United States, a person. A person is artificial. It is a corporation, association, or an individual. An individual is how they point to us and say, you are an individual. You are not the people. You are a person. The people is also a fictional term, and it is used when, of course, the state sues us. Well, if we're one of the people, then how can the people sue us? You got to ask yourself these questions, you see, because none of it makes sense until you realize it's all a lie. It's all a big fiction story. It's all a religion. It's the religion of the state. And if you believe in it, as we all do, then it rules us, basically, simple as that. If I believe in God's law, laws of nature, then I'm living and acting under that law and not as a citizen, because I can't have two masters. I can't serve mammon as a citizen and also be a Christian under the under God's law. It's impossible. You can't do it. Everything that we do as citizens is against the Bible, shockingly. In fact, we're going to be talking about that in a few hours here with my Wednesday guest, Daniel, Christian named Daniel, who has given up all of these so-called rights and privileges and is living a Christian life. At least he's trying to. It's pretty tough because, of course, you are literally persecuted for it. A person, native or naturalized, who has the privilege of exercising the elective franchise. That means you can vote, but you're not voting for president. You're voting for the electors, who then in turn choose the president. You see, you have the elective franchise, or the qualifications which enable him to vote for rulers. Yes, you're voting for rulers. You're not voting for representations. Representatives. And to purchase and hold real estate. You see, a citizen can purchase and hold real estate. Doesn't say anything about having any inheritable right. because you gave that up. You gave up your arms, your family, genealogy and history, your coat of arms, etc., and therefore you have no rights of inheritance because you're acting as a citizen of the United States. So, what does that mean? Well, we're residents of the United States. Now, when you go and vote, even if it's just a local election, has nothing to do with federal. Of course, everything has to do with federal. What's the first question they ask you? And what do you always say? Are you a United States citizen? They ask you that for just about everything you do. That doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but every time you check that little box, you're saying, hey, I'm not a man, I'm something artificial. I'm going to act as the person today. I'm in the jurisdiction of the United States, therefore I'm not in the jurisdiction of my state. I'm acting as, well, almost like an ambassador of the United States. My residence is in the United States. Yeah, my domicile might be in Utah or Texas, but I'm a resident of the United States, you see. We all live in Washington, D.C., and we don't even know it. Well, I should say our artificial person resides in Washington, D.C. Now, let's see. What is this word franchise? What does it mean to be enfranchised? Well, surprisingly, and this is why I say these words, they mean nothing coming out of attorneys, out of founding fathers and all of these. Enfranchised means to be set free. What? So you're telling me to incorporate myself means to set me free? That doesn't make any sense, does it? To be released from bondage is to be enfranchised? It means admitted to the rights and privileges of freemen. Freemen being one word. Ah, okay, so wait, what does that mean? To enfranchise means to set free or to liberate from slavery. Well, that's interesting. So, I'm not a slave, I'm a subject. That's kind of the same difference. It's just that the rat that is a slave might be in chains, but the rat that's in the same cage that's free can't get outside of the cage, can't disobey the rules of the cage. You see, enfranchising means to make free of a city, corporation, or state to admit to the privileges of a freeman. Now, folks, those are not rights. They're privileges. They're artifices. They are artificial. They are not your God-given rights because you've turned your back on God and nature. You have no natural law to protect you because you've contracted with the state. The English colonies were enfranchised by special charters. So everybody came over here in the English colonies. They were very happy to be English citizens. In fact, if you do some reading, you'll find out that every single one of them claimed their rights by God. Well, who was God? Well, that's the King of England. The King is God. You see? So you're free under God, the King, but you have freedom in the kingdom, meaning the King dominates, the government dominates that sense of being free, therefore you must follow the laws or suffer the consequences under contract. And it's okay, it's implied contract is just fine. To free or release from custody, to naturalize or to denison, to receive as denizens, to enfranchise foreign words, in other words, names. That's what enfranchise means. We'll be back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's so much confusion. It's because there is no such thing as remedy in government. Why? Because persons can't get remedy? Come on. You see, God, whatever you want to believe, it doesn't matter. The whole point is grace or de gratia. There's de jure, there's de facto, and all of it's based on de gratia, which is by grace or by favor. So they claim to be God because God favors them. That's how psychopathic our leaders are. Our kings, our queens, our popes. And by the way, replacement or in place of vicar of Christ literally is the same definition as anti, just so you know. So they are replacing, or they are the Antichrist. It's really that simple. It's called the apostasy, if you're not familiar. But this, There is no grace in you can never receive grace from government. Because why? Because its whole purpose is to keep you out of grace. Its purpose is to keep you a constitutor. Well, what does that mean? Gosh, let's go to Bouvier's Law Dictionary of 1856, which, by the way, was commissioned and officially accepted in Congress by the government to give us the best definitions of the words and meanings and intent of the Constitution. So what does it define Constitution as? A contract. The constitution of a contract. Constitution merely means the creation or the establishment. We have the ordination and establishment of the Constitution. Well, anything that's established is defined as de facto. It is the making of a contract as the written constitution of a debt. That's the definition for constitution, folks. Sorry. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Of course, you read the Constitution. It tells you this United States is still in debt to various countries, France, England, etc. A constitutor in the civil law, he who promised to pay by a simple pact to pay the debt of another. And it's always a principal obligation. Well, folks, that's your national debt. That's the money, the currency, the dollar. Guess what? It's backed by your labor. It's backed by your faith. You see, you don't have faith in God. You have faith in magistrates, which act as gods. Therefore, you are put as collateral. A constituent, one who gives authority to another to act for him. Well, there it is. A debt is another word for obligation. To constitute something means, in contract law, to empower, to authorize. In the common forms of letters of attorney, these words occur: I nominate, constitute, and appoint. Comes from the Latin constitutimus, which means we constitute. Whenever the King of England was vested with the right of creating a new office, kind of like our president creates a new department, he must use proper words to do so. For example, erigimus constitutimus, etc. So, just, and let's face it, folks, I don't know what your opinion of the word constitutional is. We throw that a word around as if it actually means something, but really what it means is a debt contract. So if something is constitutional, it's of the contract of debt. It doesn't really mean anything. There's been thousands of constitutions. You had the Mayflower Compact. You had all of those different constitutions. The Masons made all kinds of constitutions. So constitutional law doesn't mean U.S. constitutional law. It just means constitutional law, a generic word, okay, which means the establishment of government and the powers that it is implied to have under the color of law. Nothing else, only color, which is artificial. All right, let's take an example, okay? Here you go. Let's see what the court decided was constitutional. Supreme Court Justice, editor of the American Law Review, professor at Harvard Law School, and bloodline cousin of all the presidents, subject I won't get in today, they're all related, including the president who appointed him, Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. Was this decision constitutional? You decide. The court decided yes. Here is what Oliver said as a Supreme Court justice, not a judge, a justice, big difference. He said, it is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. The principle that sustains compulsory vaccination is broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes. Three generations of imbeciles are enough. That is a constitutional decision. Here, this is from Buck versus Bell in 1927, and an 8-1 decision. 8 of the justices decided it was okay to force sterilize by cutting tubes. Upholding forced sterilization of women with below average intelligence in order to support a pure gene pool. for which the good of the state outweighed the rights and good of the individual. What is individual, folks? Remember, person. The only reason this law has any effect is because a woman, which is a legal term, it is not the real man, a female man, it is a artificial status called woman, is wearing the name of government. She is therefore, as surety and bond to that name, responsible for whatever decisions. And her body is used without a soul because she turned her back on her soul. So she can be, as a citizen, as a denizen, as someone that is free in society, she can be forced, that doesn't make sense, forced to have mandatory sterilization. It was declared constitutional to force surgical sterilization, forced vaccination, forced IQ test, and to execute degenerates of lower than average intelligence. Folks, that's what constitutional actually represents. It does not mean what you think it does. It means, by the Constitution, does government have the right to do something? Well, that's what else I want to talk about today. What happens if there is no Constitution? If we have the simulacrum, the simulation, the Constitution sits there and it pretends to be active, but what if it's not? What if it's been deactivated? What if it's been declared to be null and void? Huh. Well, let's talk about that. What could that possibly mean? Another word for franchise, by the way, is liberty or freedom. Literally, properly, franchise means liberty or freedom. The district or jurisdiction to which a particular privilege extends the limits of immunity. Now, that is civil or political liberty and freedom. Keep that in mind. Everything that you talk about when you say Constitution this and Constitution that, that is a political ideal. It is a fiction of the mind. It is also a fiction of law. It's not real. It doesn't exist. It is not under God. It is created by men. The only real freedom is when that dom, which, by the way, dom is used as a termination. It denotes jurisdiction. If you put the word free in front of the word dom, it means you're under a jurisdiction. You are free in and only in that jurisdiction. Or property in the jurisdiction. It means doom, which actually means judgment. Did you know that? When you're judged, you're actually doomed. That's why people say, I only want to be judged by my maker, by my God. Well, guess what? Government is God. It is the maker. It's the creator of the person, the artificial structure that you act as. And therefore, you must be governed. What does govern mean? It means control. What does govern meant? Gouverneur and mentis. Oh, what does that mean? Mentis means mind. Gouverneur means control or steer, like a ship, like a vessel. It means mind control, folks. This is why you have to do your due diligence. You have to understand what God's law is by reading the Bible and then acting, not believing, acting as a Christian, not just believing. Because that's the only thing. And believe me, government, I've had so many people give to the judge the Bible and say, this is my law, and they have to accept it. Why? Because their law is literally based on the Bible. That's why it's called the Authorized Version of the King James Bible in 1611. It is the law. It is the underlying law. And in it, it gives you the choice. Either, either be under God and God's law, or be a citizen. Your choice. Free will, baby. We'll be back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we are back. You're in the National Intel Report. I'm Clint, substituting for John today, that crazy guy giving me a soapbox like this. You know, I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm here to present reality. There's a difference between truth and reality, folks. Truth is what a jury decides based on evidence. Is that truth? No, absolutely not. It's the perception of reality. Reality is what it is. It exists despite what our opinion or our truth is. And therefore, what is truth? Well, in government, in the fiction, anything can be truth. That's the problem. You see, we're talking about political truth, not natural truth, not the reality of things. And so truth is a very tricky word as well. All these words are tricky. You see, every word in the legal parlance, every word is opposite the meaning that we use in our common, what Webster refers to common, as vulgar mass of illiterates. That's the language we use, the common vernacular. The legal language is a higher language. It's higher. It's better. It means completely the opposite of what we generally speak. And therefore, we get in trouble because we think we are, for instance, free. What does free mean? Being at liberty, not being under necessity or restraint, physical or moral, word, etc. But what it really means is not enslaved. Well, okay. Not in a state of vassalage or dependence. Well, okay. What does that mean, folks? It means you're voluntarily in servitude. Do you understand? You see, the 13th Amendment actually is a funny bird because what does it say? It says slavery and voluntary slavery and voluntary servitude is quite legal. That's why we have prisoners who are extorted for their labor while in prison, you see. 13th Amendment didn't end slavery. It made everybody equally possibilities of being slaves. Got to read it. Got to rearrange the words so that you understand it. But, you know, it says except, unless all these words that nullify what was just said. Yes, that's right. Slavery and involuntary servitude are not legal. Well, what about voluntary servitude? See, that's the problem. We're voluntarily subjects. We're voluntarily acting in the name as persons. So what is free? Not in a state of vassalage or dependence. Subject only to fixed laws made by consent and to a regular administration of such laws. Who's the administrators? Well, of course, it's government. Not subject to the arbitrary will of a sovereign or lord. Instituted by a quote-unquote free people. That means enfranchised, folks. It means incorporated into a fictional state. Instituted by a free people or by consent or choice of those who are to be subjects. Securing private rights and privileges by fixed laws and principles. Okay, again, voluntary. It's the illusion, the simulation of freedom. It is the simulacrum. It is the symbol of freedom, but it's not freedom. This is why you have a police state. This is why you have, very importantly, what I want to talk about next, why you have a military in every state. Why is the United States have a military base in every one of the 50 states? Because it's militarily occupying you. It's the executive force of government. It's de facto. It only can rule by force. It's illegitimate. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because this is very important. Very, very, very important. Now, let's go back to the Civil War. Now, if you go to the... Well, let me pull this up here. Oh, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Oh, crud. Well, all right. I have another copy of it here. The Appomattox Courthouse is where the... Well, let me just read it to you. This is from the U.S. Forest Service, who is in charge of keeping the Appomattox Courthouse. Here's what it says on their page. This is nps.gov/apco/facts.htm. Where's the courthouse where the surrender took place? This is the surrender of the Civil War, supposedly. The surrender occurred in the village of Appomattox Courthouse. And by the way, that doesn't mean actual court. It's what they used to represent a city. A bench, for instance, in a court is actually defined as a bank, just so you know. So the surrender occurred in the village of Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, in a private home owned by the McLean family. In Virginia, many of the towns which were county seats were called courthouse. The building is spelled courthouse, one word, and the town is courthouse, two words. So you see the difference. Next question on the fact is, where was the treaty signed? So where was the treaty that supposedly ended the Civil War signed? Here's its answer. This is from the government, folks. There was no treaty signed to end the Civil War. What? There was no treaty signed to end the Civil War. The surrender at Appomattox Courthouse, the city, was a military surrender of an army which was surrounded. The Confederate government never surrendered, and even had it wanted to, the United States government would likely not have accepted. To do so would have legally acknowledged the existence of the Confederate States of America and would have legitimized it and given it certain legal status internationally. Treaties are between two nations, and the U.S. would never concede the legal existence of the Confederacy, even though it had a government, armies, taxes, and all the trappings of a modern government. Now, one of the most important open statements I've ever seen from government is this one right here. Do you understand that if the Confederate States of America, those who seceded, and by the way, secession is something I want to talk about here. That is an act of war. When you're literally claiming government property when you secede. There is no secession in the United States. I want to make that very clear right now. Those of you who are backing this ridiculous idea that you can secede from the United States, you cannot. You cannot. And we're going to cover that as we go on. It is not allowed. In fact, I'll read that next. Okay? So the U.S. government would not have accepted a surrender even if it was presented. Why? Because then the United States would have had to acknowledge international law regarding war and treatment of prisoners. It would have had to been under a total restriction regarding how to treat those poor people in the South. You see, the United States never considered that there was a Confederate government. All it considered was a bunch of Southerners, we'll call them, are stealing United States land, and we're going to take it back. That is what the Civil War was about. You think it was about slavery? Really? Is that what you think? You really think that the war, the Civil War, was about slavery? Are you kidding me? Let me explain what the Civil War was about. Let me read Horace Greeley, 1811 to 1872. He was the founder of the New York Tribune. Here's what he said. We have stricken the slave shackles from 4 million human beings and brought all laborers to a common level. Not so much by the elevation of former slaves as by practically reducing the whole working population, white and black, to a condition of serfdom. Oh, gee, that sounds like what we were just talking about, doesn't it? Denizenship. While boasting of our noble deeds, we are careful to conceal the ugly fact that by an iniquitous money system, we have nationalized a system of oppression which, though more refined, is not less cruel than the old system of chattel slavery. That's the founder of the New York Tribune, folks, when there was legitimacy in newspapers. You understand? The 13th Amendment made us all slaves. The 14th Amendment solidified that fact. But again, it's voluntary servitude. It's voluntary slavery. We are volunteering. That's the most important aspect. That's consent, folks. When we get back, we'll read some Lincoln. What did Lincoln think about slavery? Probably not what you think. We'll be back.